All right, let's dive in. Today we're exploring the life and legacy of Douglas LaMalfa, a prominent figure in California politics. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy. Here, you'll learn 7 facts about Douglas LaMalfa's political career and legacy. Let's leap into LaMalfa's legacy and learn. First things first. Fact number 1. Douglas Lee LaMalfa was an American politician known for his long service as a U.S. representative for California's 1st Congressional District from 2013 until his death in 2026. His career was marked by his staunch conservative principles and deep connection to agricultural issues, being a rice farmer himself.
Now, what district did LaMalfa represent?
Correct answer. California's 1st Congressional District. Remember, LaMalfa led the first to last. Moving on. Fact number 2. LaMalfa was a member of the Republican Party, maintaining a conservative voting record. His conservatism was evident in his advocacy for traditional marriage, opposition to abortion rights, and resistance to climate change legislation. So, which party did LaMalfa belong to? Correct answer, Republican Party. Republican and resolute, LaMalfa stayed true. Let's continue with fact number 3. He was a 4th-generation rice farmer, influencing his legislative priorities. His family's farming operations received significant federal subsidies, which he defended as critical to sustaining American agriculture. What was LaMalfa's agricultural background? Correct answer, rice farmer. Rice roots run deep for LaMalfa's keep. On to the next one. Fact number 4. In 2010, LaMalfa won the California State Senate seat for the 4th District. His election expanded his legislative influence, allowing him to address a wider array of issues affecting Northern California. Which district did LaMalfa represent in the State Senate? Correct answer, 4th District. For the 4th, LaMalfa forged forward. Next up, fact number 5. LaMalfa was a co-author of ACA 20, aimed at empowering law enforcement to act as ICE agents. This reflected his hardline stance on immigration and was part of a broader Republican effort to address illegal immigration. What was the purpose of ACA 20? Correct answer. Empower law enforcement as ICE agents. ACA 20, authorities plenty. Let's jump ahead with fact number 6. He was an early supporter of Proposition 209, ending affirmative action in California. LaMalfa's backing demonstrated his commitment to merit-based systems, opposing policies that gave advantages based on race or gender. What did Proposition 209 address? Correct answer, affirmative action. 209, merit in line. And finally, fact number 7. In January 2026, LaMalfa was hospitalized for an aortic aneurysm and died during surgery. His unexpected death marked the end of a significant political career, leaving a legacy of conservative advocacy. When did LaMalfa pass away? Correct answer, January 2026. 2026, LaMalfa's final fix. All right, let's refocus with a quick recap. Fact number 1. What district did LaMalfa represent? Correct answer, California's 1st Congressional District. Fact number 2. Which party did LaMalfa belong to? Correct answer, Republican Party. Fact number 3. What was LaMalfa's agricultural background? Correct answer, rice farmer. Fact number 4. Which district did LaMalfa represent in the State Senate? Correct answer, 4th District. Fact number 5. What was the purpose of ACA 20? Correct answer, empower law enforcement as ICE agents. Fact number 6. What did Proposition 209 address? Correct answer, affirmative action. Fact number 7. When did LaMalfa pass away? Correct answer, January 2026. Great work! Let's pick it up next time. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park.